I guess I'll make a meal out of what she finds.
How many? You have to get one off of the fruit section and one off the vegetable section. Just one this time.
Jacqueline Eanes, a resident of Crestmont, occasionally helps set up the pop-up food pantry in Crestmont. She says she doesn't always feel like healthy food is accessible, especially since she relies on the bus for transportation.
And sometimes I do wish they bring a little bit more up here so I would try to go somewhere else and find things.
Heidi Flynn often sees Eanes when she comes to the Crestmont Community Building to set up and run the weekly pop-up food pantry.
A lot of the pantries in town have to pay fees for certain things that they get, such as meat and other like dairy products and those sort of things. However, our pantry does not. It's kind of, they realized that it really was a food desert here in this area.
Food deserts are areas with limited access to fresh fruits, vegetables, and other wholeful foods, usually found in impoverished areas. Surrounded by highways on both sides, the small identical subsidized housing units in the Crestmont neighborhood fit the bill. IU PhD student Angela Babb wrote her master's thesis on food deserts and focused on Crestmont specifically.
I started with the general concept of food deserts in the literature at the time, and food deserts being characterized by long distances to food outlets, high rates of poverty, predominantly Black and Latino households, higher rates of single parents with children in the household, and lack of personal transportation. I found that tactic to help me identify food insecure households. I actually, out of everyone I interviewed, 3 out of every 4th household was experiencing some form of food insecurity.
Indiana is ranked in the top 10 as one of the worst states for food deserts in America. Lawmakers are catching on. Representative Randy Head authored Senate Bill 15, which would make grants available for local businesses to purchase the equipment necessary to store and sell produce in food deserts. It was modeled after a program in Philadelphia called the Food Trust. Head speaks on the program.
Where people had healthier choices, they made healthier choices. There was one study that said teenagers in particular in those areas would be healthier if they had healthier choices instead of just fast food or more expensive processed foods.
The bill is still evolving and likely won't be passed until next year. Still, the community must have status as a food desert to be eligible for these grants, which Babb says can be problematic. The USDA website marks Crestmont as low income and low access, but not as a food desert. Babb says she has come to critique this map.
If you go to the USDA site, you'll see that food deserts are defined by 2 criteria, which is income and distance to supermarkets. When we reduce the problem of hunger and food insecurity to just those 2 metrics, a lot of things get obscured.
Efforts have been made to combat food insecurity in Crestmont. Mother Hubbard's Cupboard implemented a community garden in Crestmont, but it was met with low participation from residents. Likewise, Flynn says healthy food isn't a popular item at the pop-up pantry.
I had difficulty getting rid of produce because if it's already peeled and cut and proportioned, you know, they'll take it. But a lot of times if it's like they would choose sliced apples that are already cut up over like a bag of apples that they would have to cut. So that's kind of one of the issues that we see.
While she allows people to try the foods they've never seen before, Flynn said she isn't sure this is an educational problem.
I think it's probably more of a cultural thing, honestly. Poverty kind of has a culture. And you can kind of tell, too, like if it's generational poverty, like if they, like there are some people that maybe they're just down on their luck, like they lost their job or whatever, they weren't raised in poverty. They might be the ones that are more willing to, you know, try to use items or make things out of items.
Reporting for WFHB, this is Sarah Zinn.